an absurdity. But what it specifically means is it's a very vague and, to many people, an unconstitutional ordinance that says that if you were part of any group in which property damage occurred, then anyone who they can even remotely, according to them, relate to that group can be charged with felony rioting. And if it sounds like I'm not doing a very good job of describing it, it's because it's almost impossible to describe because it's so vague.
So tell us about your clients and then the people who have been charged with this. What were they actually doing on Inauguration Day?
Well, first off, I'd like to point out that in discovery, in this case, what we've seen is that the government was using surveillance satellite monitoring to monitor and record people before the protest even began. So there's video that we have showing that the government using satellites, and I think drones as well, to record people just as they're arriving at a park to convene and then before the protest or any criminal activity occurred. So what they were doing, and I was there as a legal observer, was simply engaging in protest. It was, some people don't believe that permitted protest is always necessary, that permits are used, in fact, to repress the First Amendment and to stop people from engaging in their First Amendment rights. So it didn't have a permit, and people took to the streets and engaging in their protected First Amendment rights. And that was it. And we're talking about hundreds and hundreds, if not 1,000 people or so. And they took the streets in downtown Washington, D.C., and as part of that protest, a couple of windows, Bank of America and Starbucks, symbols of corporate America, were broken. So because those windows were broken by maybe one or two individuals, more than 200 people have been charged now with felony rioting.
I know some journalists were caught up in this as well. Can you confirm if there were journalists who were being charged?
The journalists were caught up, yes. And they were on the scene. They were kettled in via the use of tear gas and other government force into a certain area where the mass arrest took place. Now, because some of those journalists, I think six or eight of them, have private attorneys that come from their large media corporations with which they were associated, those attorneys were able to step in, show and prove that they were journalists, and so the charges have been dismissed against those six or eight journalists at this point, but the charges are still extant against the more than 200 people.
I think felony rioting was also the charge levied against Amy Goodman when she was working as a journalist and Standing Rock and showing the attack dogs attacking the water protectors there. I know those charges were ultimately dropped, but what does this kind of charge do for either independent journalists who aren't coming from a corporation that has a big legal representation for them, or for people who do want to protest? What does facing the prospect of a felony riot charge actually do for this type of protest and for this type of independent media coverage?
Well, first, it has a massive chilling effect, because right now, what's in the air amongst the people who care enough about this democracy to fight for it is if they go to a protest, they may walk away with a felony charge. Standing Rock, as you know, under the orders of Trump, the protest there has been removed, so the pipeline is now can become operational. And a lot of people who I talked to who were associated with Standing Rock, the first thing they said is, we don't want to pick up felonies. So this has been very successful for the government. They've been able to send a message out that if you are part of a protest in any way in which they perceive criminal activity or property damage to be taking place, then they're going to do their best to charge you with a life-destroying, life-threatening type charge in the form of a felony so that you can be facing up to 10 years in prison. Not only the 10 years in prison, but the stigma of being associated with felonies and having a felony charge hang over your head. It's an incredible burden. Even if the charges aren't ultimately proved and if they're dropped or the person is acquitted, the fact that they've been charged with a felony gets out all over the internet. It negatively affects their career. It affects their prospects. So, again, the government has been very successful in sending out this message in the during the time of Trump here, that any engagement in serious protest against unjust policies could and has now resulted in life-destroying felony charges against the kind of people who care enough about this country to fight for it.